Welcome, everybody. My name is Jenny Friedman. I'm an ADHD coach and the host of the show.
Yeah, we need a lot more people talking about ADHD because it's
invisible.
If you had a pair of glasses that can make you see the invisible, what would ADHD look like?
Wondering right now where your glasses are? You're probably in the right place.
This show has a mission.
Demystify and destigmatize ADHD once and for all.
Stuff isn't rocket science, people. Today, we have with us Jason Ross in the house. He's welcome, Jason, to the show.
Hi, Jenny. Good to be here.
So I was asking you to come and join me to discuss. You are the owner, creator of addfinances.org, which is really a very cool website created. Blogging about people with ADHD and their finances and all the aspects of financial stuff. So if you'd share, tell us about it. Tell us what you do, what you write about.
My website is for people with ADD, ADHD, and it covers topics that we tend to encounter as ADHD individuals that we struggle with. So whether it's, you know, trying to manage our budget, create a budget, manage our overdue late fees, figure out how to save more money, how to live on less, because money tends to be tighter, how to, you know, make your tax filing simpler, you know, using strategies to help us become more financially successful.
Cool. So how did you get started with this? What made you decide? Do you have a financial background?
I don't have a financial background per se. I like money. I like to learn about it. I do have a business degree, but, you know, a lot of it is pretty standard stuff. My blog is kind of focused more on individuals who are struggling with their finances, like high-end finance. So, and it's taking that information and merging it with the needs that an ADHD person has, the particular needs. So if you're dealing with, for example, how to create a budget, you know, there's many different ways you can create a budget, but for an ADHD individual, it's just a lot easier to automate as many things as possible.
And then you avoid
late fees. So it's kind of taking that ADHD slant on people's finances.
Yeah, I know this about you because we met on Twitter and on Facebook. We're in a group together, which everyone is welcome to join, CNADHD. But you like to do research.
Yes.
So
big research buff.
Right. So is that what, you know, how much research do you have to do to produce these articles?
Well, a lot of the times, you know, I just go about my daily life or I'm reading things online and I get an idea and I say, okay. Like right now I'm doing a kind of a mini series on credit scores. Because one of the people in the CNHD, ADHD group, that's a tough thing to say.
You can't ADHD say it five group. Times fast, right?
No. One of my readers said, you know, I struggle with trying to get my credit score to improve. And I said, okay, so I go online and I research different parts. So I say, okay, you know, we got to figure out, you know, what can hurt your credit score? How is your credit score made? Like how do they figure it out? How do they determine what financial components of your life whether it's paying bills on time, how much debt you have, how much you've maxed your credit cards, all those things kind of impact.
Right.
And so, yeah, no, we all max our credit cards, right?
No, I know. It's just so hard to figure out what does impact it because, well, there's three different rating, you know, three different agencies. I don't know. It's very complicated and very complex.
Up here in Canada, we have two credit agencies. One seems to record the specific information on your particular loans, and then the other one tends to have more of your payment history. So I think they do different things.
Yeah, here in the States, we have three that I believe do the exact same thing. I could be completely wrong, though, but they seem to, when you order them, they look like they're doing the same thing. And so it's very strange to me that knows nothing. Obviously, I'm very ignorant in the whole area, but it's really good that someone like you is doing the research for me.
Well, yeah, you can request a free report of your credit reports from all three bureaus. So if you want your credit score, then you got to pay money. Like 15, 20 bucks. But which is interesting in itself. But all going back to how I create my blog articles, you know, so I'll gather from many different sources and I'll look at it and then I'll kind of read some stuff on ADHD and, you know, I'm learning more and more about ADHD. And so I'm starting to pull that stuff in kind of from my own life. And I look at it and say, okay, you know, how would somebody with ADHD, you know, like for their credit scores, it's going to be, you know, a lot of people struggle with paying things on time. You know, so they need to know that, you know, that's really important. They need to know simple things like just lowering the balances on their credit card, because that can make a difference, a huge difference to your credit score. And then once you can improve your credit score, then your borrowing costs go down. And that saves you big bucks too, right?
Oh, right. The interest goes down. The less you need money. The more money, the cheaper the money is, right?
The cheaper the money is, and the more willing they are to lend it to you.
Right.
A bank likes to loan money to people that don't need it.
Right. I remember there was a time, well, there's been a few times in my life, but one time in particular, I was just so broke. And I don't remember how much I actually had, but it was under 50 bucks. And I was like, all I had, like in the whole wide world. And I remember looking over at this cash, like a ATM machine, and thinking to myself, there's a machine that would give me money, but I have to have money in the bank for it to give me my money. I know that sounds really stupid, but it was so, it was so disheartening. I was like, wow.
I tell it to my son, and I say, he's like, oh, just get money from the bank. Or why are you taking money from my bank account? I'm like, well, because, you know, I had to pay for, you know, your Minecraft account with Visa. So I paid my Visa. So now you got to pay me. He's like, oh, I don't want you taking my money. It's like, well, you know, that's just the way it goes.
Oh, so, I know. It's just, you know, one of those.
I'm cruel.
Oh, no. Hey, look, you know, Minecraft is a luxury, right? Yeah.
It is a luxury. Yeah.
It is. So it's, yeah. I think that, you know, what you're doing, though, is so wonderful, because it really is taking something that, a subject that people don't like to talk about, yet we all have to deal with, you know, and you're making it, you know, you're putting that, looking at it through the ADHD lens. There are some very specific issues that come up with ADHD that, yeah, I think it's wonderful to marry up the problem with a solution. I love your blog. I think it's great. And I've seen you discuss some of the problems. You sometimes come off a little negative in the beginning. I think you're not doing that as much. Do you find it's easier as you're getting along with the writing?
Yeah, it was a little depressing at the beginning. I've struggled for many years with finances, mainly just due to maintaining jobs.
Right, which is also, financially, to your point, that's an ADHD, you know, it's not specific to people with ADHD, but it does happen quite often. There's a lot of job loss and job frustrations. So, yeah.
Yeah, 3 times as likely to get fired as a non-ADDer.
Okay.
So, and, like, you know, that causes a lot of problems for me, and I'm sure it causes problems for other people. So they get bored and quit, or we get fired, or, you know, whatever.
Right, like, you know, and I don't think that, I should make a correction. That's probably not being negative. It's probably being just, you know, cautious and conservative.
Well, you know, they say people that are depressed, actually, they used to think that they didn't have, that they had a distorted view of the world. They didn't see reality for what it was. But actually, a depressed person is more likely to see reality as it is than a non-depressed person. So you want to get on to the positive. Okay, there's hope. And, you know, it's kind of neat because you encounter people and you learn about what works well, and you encounter other people with ADHD that have been successful, and you're like, oh, so it is possible. So maybe that's why my writing's getting more kind of positive rather than, you know, the realistic, pessimistic view.
Right. Well, no, I think I think it's important to just be you, because that's what's making it so wonderful. But, you know, like you just said, when you can show some positive, it does offer people hope. Now, if it's all doom and gloom, nobody wants to, you know, it's depressing enough if I don't have any money. Now I'm reading an article telling me not to spend, and it's like, I don't even have any money. You know, it's nice to read an article that brings me some hope that I can make some money or do something to save money. You know, personally, I clip coupons, and I save thousands of dollars.
Oh, coupons, yeah. Actually, I saw that on the Facebook group, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I tried using it myself, and I do get some savings, but I learned that sometimes the serving sizes aren't correct, or they're smaller than you think. Like, I went to a local pita wrap place, and I'm like, okay, here, I got my $11 meal that I paid, you know, has a value of $20. And she's like, oh, it's for the smaller size pita, not the larger size. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I was like, okay, well, can I just pay more and get the larger size? And she's like, oh, I don't know how to do it. I'm too new. She's like, I'll just give it to you for free. I'm like, woohoo.
Free is best.
Free is best. I saved like $11 on that meal. It's awesome.
Oh,
but,
wow.
I've learned that, you know, coupons, you know, you have to go to the right location and stuff. And,
oh, it's a lot of work.
Kinda,
it's a lot of work.
It's fun. If you enjoy it, it's fun. Right?
Yes. Like, yeah, it's like a sport. It's like shopping. I like to see how much money I can save.
And that's something I'm kind of realizing, that, you know, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit to be made, that even if you don't have, I don't know, you don't have a great education, or you don't have a lot of job prospects or whatever, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit that you can do to, that you can pick with your personal finances. So even if you're, you know, struggling, there's, you know, you can still go out and eat dinner if you know how to find, you know, big 2-for-1 coupons or something like that, or, you know,
right,
off Groupon. So there's ways that you can save on your budget without really sacrificing. Like, I figured out how I could save, like, I don't know, $20, $30, $40 a month by parking just a block away from my work and walking there. So I get more exercise.
Yeah, I read that. That was great.
So there's, like, simple things you can do that to save some money that, it's not really, you're not hurting your lifestyle. And
Right. You
can live better. And again, with people with ADHD, they might not make as much money because we tend to earn less than non-ADDers, or we tend to, not have as much financial control or whatever like that. So if you're cost down, then that's good.
It's definitely one side of the equation that you can control, probably more control over how you spend, what you spend, than the other side of the equation is to earn, right? How much money can you earn? How much money can you bring in and creatively figure out how to earn? So do you address both issues in your blog?
I haven't addressed the earning side yet, I don't think, but it is something that I'm going to be getting into, because it is, it's important to be able to figure that out. Again, I've struggled with work. So for me, maybe I'll read up more on it and ask more people that have ADHD and be okay, what strategies have you used to boost your income, to be more successful at work, for job security, stuff like that. And then at that point, when I'm doing my research, then I'll start writing on that. But it is an important part of the equation. It's the other side. And
right.
I've heard that's one of the best ways you can really, have progress in your life and financial life is to make more money.
Right.
So
I posted, I don't know if you saw in the group on Facebook, the Attitude Magazine article about jobs and creative jobs for people with ADHD. Did you see that?
I actually read it this afternoon. I was going to comment on it because...
Oh, good, because I thought of you when I read it. I was like, Jason should see this, because I do know some people in the group do already have jobs of that sort.
Well, it's interesting because the more you talk, the more I talk to people that have ADHD, it's like some things I had never thought of, like my creativity, my problem-solving analytical skills, I didn't think I was that strong in, or I didn't really think that it's like special, but you listen to my fellow people talk, like, oh, maybe I'm kind of looking at the wrong tree, looking for, things that are very structured environment, which is why, some of my teacher job search efforts, I want to look into, working in a special library where I have a lot more autonomy and flexibility
right.
and latitude to kind of design what I want to do and set up my projects and have control over that situation. So I'm not struggling with having to have everything perfect to be else's standard.
Right. So, someone else's standard. Right.
And way of doing things. It's really interesting. I found that article on the types of jobs that are good for ADHD because, like my blog writing, I find quite fun. And nobody tells me that I do a good or bad job yet. I haven't had anybody complain, but I'm sure somebody will send hate mail eventually.
But yeah, I was going to say, you don't have a hater yet.
I don't have a hater yet, but I'm sure I will. But,
oh, I hope not. I think you're wonderful, and I recommend your blog to everyone. I mean, really. Even people without ADHD should check out your blog.
It is a lot of fun, and it's, I have a lot of control over it and autonomy. And, you know, I seem to do well because I seem to get things done, and the product, the end product's good. Yeah. It's all about the environment that ADHD person can flourish in. And some of those jobs that in that Facebook post about good jobs for ADHDers is that, you know, it's the more creative side, it's the more flexible side, it's the more, you know, not the straitjacket type jobs.
Right.
Where we tend to flourish.
However, I will say, it does depend on the individual. There are some people with ADHD that really do thrive in a very structured environment. So it's not a rule that it has to be creative, but it has to be something that you personally really like and are into to really, I think, have the best fit. I mean, that's for everybody. When you're really into something, you fit better.
Yeah, because I remember in your coaching sessions with me, I remember you saying that, you know, the two main things for job success as an ADHD person is, you know, find someone you're really passionate about and then find an environment that works for you.
Yes.
Whether that's, you know, like you said, a very structured environment or a very relaxed environment, a very creative environment or a very routine environment, whatever it is, you know, one where you get to interact with people, you know. So those two things I've been thinking a lot about, and I appreciate that advice because
Difference. Yeah. No, it does seem to be really key. If you can get those two things, then everything else sort of just falls much more easily into place. So a lot have these beliefs that has to be one way or another, and they think, oh, I have to do this because I went to school for this, and, you know, and then they get out in the real world, and it doesn't always work out the way that they had envisioned. So if they really listen to their own self and their own, you know, really pay attention to what works for you, it could be just something you hadn't even thought of yet. I mean, I don't mean you specifically, Jason. I just mean in general to anybody, you know.
Yeah, no, it's very true.
Well, I got to tell you, thank you so much for meeting with me again. I know we had done a podcast before, but the sound quality wasn't so wonderful, and which was my fault because I'm new to podcasting. But now that I have over 10 episodes under my belt, I've gotten much better, and I realize some ways of recording are just work better. And you are worth, everyone really needs to come and check you out. Can you give your, you know, contact info for us?
Sure. So my blog is addfinances.org, and my email is addfinances4success@gmail.com, and the four is in the numeral or number four.
Cool. Excellent. And I do welcome everybody to come and talk to me and or Jason in the CNADHD Facebook group. Because we both do a lot of work on our computers. We're usually in there at least once in a day. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Facebook is very addictive. And so, yeah. For ADHD people, so yeah.
Yes, you have to use it like a reward. Okay, I'm going to type up two paragraphs and then do 10 minutes of Facebook and then leave.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then 2 hours later, it's like, oh.
2 hours later, oh.
I meant to leave the Facebook group. So definitely everybody come and see us. In the Facebook group or on Twitter. You're on Twitter too, Jason. That's where I met you. What's your Twitter handle?
ADD Finances.
@ADD Finances. Great. Okay. Well, thank you again, and I'll see you in the group, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
And thank you, people out in podcast land. I've enjoyed the feedback I've received over at Twitter and Facebook. And if you would be so kind to take the time, I invite you to subscribe to CNADHD Talk Radio in iTunes. And if you're really feeling frisky, leave your honest review. It'll help everyone find the show. I'd like to also invite you to check out my Patreon page at patreon.com/CNADHD. This is a really cool way to get some support for ADHD at a price that you choose. $1 a month, you get my sincerest gratitude, and you'll be placed on the list of awesome people who see an ADHD. You also get the Hyperlinks newsletter, and you'll receive the PDF version of my book, ADHD, A Different Hard Drive. As always, music provided by podcastthemes.com. That's it for the show, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. And whether you have ADHD yourself, or live with or love someone who does, or both, remember, we're all in this together. And everybody benefits when we begin to see through the other's eyes.